The college potential of high school seniors is measured in part by standardized tests, including the Scholastic Aptitude Test, the SAT, and the Advanced Placement Exam, the AP. Both of them are administered by the Educational Testing Service, the ETS, which is the largest testing company in the world. There's a new book by James Krause and Dale Trusheim called The Case Against the SAT. Guest commentator Maureen Carrigan has a review, along with some reflections on her tenure as an AP grader.
In The Case Against the SAT, James Krause and Dale Trusheim dismiss the SAT as a zero-validity supplement. Plainly speaking, they mean that the test, as a predictor of college success, can't hurt, but neither can it help. High school grades, which are available to students and admissions offices for free, are equally accurate. Their own findings disturb the authors. As academics, even worse, social scientists, they believe in testing. So, desperate for a more precise test, they embrace the AP exam. Unlike the SAT, which claims to measure innate aptitude, the AP grills students on specific course material in subjects like history, physics, and calculus. But Krause and Trusheim overlook the assembly line way the AP is graded. For 3 years, I graded AP exams. My experiences should discourage anybody from describing the AP as precise. Every June, ETS hires some 400 high school and college English teachers to grade AP exams. At last year's session, we were divided into groups of eight. We breakfasted at 7, then began grading. Twice a day, bells summoned us to sugar and caffeine breaks. Threats kept us on schedule. As one ETS foreman warned a room full of graders, "If you get back 1.5 minutes late from the breaks, you lose 2 man-hours per room per day." For 7 hours a day, my team read students' essays on a selection of books that advocate social change. Other groups graded a snoozer on Sylvia Plath's Sow, an obscure poem filled with suckling images. On average, we graded 200 exams per day, spending a minute or two on each. Too fast? Not for us. We had become practitioners of what ETS calls holistic grading. It's a system so advanced you could grade by smell alone. Holistic grading permits teachers to grade essays on books they don't know. I graded hundreds of essays on Tartuffe and Redburn, neither of which I've read. ETS's methods for turning mere teachers into holistic graders owe a lot to mush-brained New Age nostrums like Est, the watchful table eaters, the ration bathroom breaks, and worst of all, the filmy language. "What does the essay feel like to you?" our leader would ask as we shared our grades. We quickly learned the unspoken guidelines. Semicolons and good penmanship raise even a lousy essay score. After reading thousands of essays, my own crack grading team caught the giggles. Bad. We read, for instance, that The Jungle, Upton Sinclair's expose of the meatpacking industry, was really a novel about black pride. Not all the howlers came from students. A friend heard one grader ask his reader, "What makes this kid so sure the sow is female?" At the deprogramming session that ended the AP grading, we learned that over 250,000 essays had been graded in 5.5 days. Despite ETS's glee, this wasn't a figure to be proud of. It represented the output of tired people grading according to guidelines they didn't understand or respect. Krause and Trusheim's book encourages readers to see precision in a testing system that insiders know is a sham. The testing commissars are blinded by what they can see.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Bryn Mawr College and reviews books for The Village Voice.